All right, it is the top of the hour, so we're going to go ahead and get started. The first thing that we're going to do is give dog what dog wants. Fed it. So this is what's called a puzzle toy, and it is full of treats, and the dog has to slide those little segments around to get at the treats that are in it. And so there's a bunch of treats in there, including cheese, I think. There's some cheese spray in one of the segments. So there you go. And now we'll go on to questions. You could just watch my dog enjoy their toy. Right, let's head over to the questions thread. Okay, so we have a few questions in there, so I'm going to go ahead and get started on those. So Alexis, if you can say, what was the Resonite-related task you were most focused on this week? I'm still focused on CI. I'm doing a couple of sort of more administrative tasks. You also notice in the devlog we have that. Sometimes stuff just arrives because we're now a business and, you know, we need to do business stuff. Can't really talk about what administrative task that is, but you will know eventually. And that's boring sometimes, right? Because I'm like, hey, I wanna fix bugs. I wanna fix crashes. I wanna modify like random protoflux nodes so that you can do stuff. I wanna, you know, improve your workflow, organize teams, promote synergy, etc. But no, it's like I have to read emails, write emails, like do legal research, etc. It's stupid. But there you go. That's the way sometimes it works. I do hope that you guys are patient about that. I know that, like, I'm seeing some sort of signs of people being impatient. That's fine. I understand it. But my ask there is that you just remember that we're humans, or in this case, dog, and that, you know, we're trying to do our best whenever we can. And please be patient with us. Ozzy says, is there any goals you want to organize the upcoming wiki? We'll be under control of the wiki a lot more than we were previously, dodging around that particular topic, which means that we can do a lot more. We can, you know, install additional plugins, we can style it a bit more, and we can manage it a bit more. I want to basically prevent people from saying, like, I get, like, really, like, uppity on precision of language, and this is the reason why. Like, the wiki is going to have a bunch of documentation on it when it launches, right? It's going to have guides for all sorts of weird errors that you're going to experience. It's going to have pages that explain how to use all those mysterious command line flags that can make weird things happen when you run Resonite. But it's not going to have every single page documented for every single protoflux node. And when people see that, I don't want them to say, well, the wiki doesn't have any documentation on it. I want them to say, using precision of language, the wiki doesn't have documentation for this specific area of protoflux. And I'll go, fantastic, thank you. I'll add that to my to-do list. So it's just about precision of language there. So expect a good wiki, but don't expect everything to be documented. That's not really, like, possible. There's always going to be stuff that's missed. VT, I already answered your question. There is a cheese spray inside this dog toy. Oh, the dog's getting out of frame. I'll push the toy back in shortly. With that, there are no questions for the moment, so I'm going to take a little pause to clarify something that was said in previous office hours. I don't know if it was last week's or the weeks before. I don't remember that. I talked about, again, in terms of precision of language, in the area of motion blur and stuff like that, I talked about challenging the language about that. What I meant when I said that is challenging the language at office hours. Every single office hours segment for the past, like, month, I've received questions about motion blur that are identical. They're just like, when motion blur? And what I wanted to encourage there is an advance of the narrative to instead be, how can we get you to focus on stuff more? The question that you would ask at office hours would be, how can we get you to focus on what we want more? Because that would be a healthier conversation than just, when feature X, when feature Y, right? There are healthier questions and more advanced narrative that we can have using those questions. And I didn't get those. Instead, I just got, when motion blur again. Some people took that to mean, don't ask features somehow. Don't ask for features. And I understand how that might have been confusing. But yes, absolutely do continue to make feature requests. But just be cognizant, I know that's a big word, that just means sort of like mentally aware of the fact that I sit here every week and answer the same questions over and over again. So if your question is like a tiny bit different, it makes me happy because it means I can do more. I can say more, you know, if the question is slightly different. But if it's the same question, you're likely going to get the same answer until something changes. So Shadow says, still no published projects on GitHub. We did talk about that at a meeting on Monday. No resolution there, but we are working on it. XYSPX says, Will it ever be possible to disable the persistent desktop mirror? Yes, you can make a disable desktop thing in the config.json next to the resonate.exe. Just follow Lex's advice there. Once the settings rework is out, we'll probably also throw that in settings. Shadow says, could there be an official wiki viewer in Resonate that loads info with GET requests and or WebSocket API? If we integrated it into Resonate directly, we would likely use something that isn't the wiki. It would derive the content from the wiki or vice versa or something like that, but it wouldn't be wiki-centered. Like, for example, you'd like look at a Logix node and Protofox node. You'd look at a Protofox node and you'd hit like the question mark and it would be like, here's how this node works. Here's tutorials from the community about how this node works and stuff like that. It wouldn't literally just be the wiki page. I actually had that in another like academic product where we had like a body and you could click various parts of the body and then it would just render the Wikipedia page for that body next to it. But it got like really useless, right? You could click like the fibula, that's a bone in the leg, and it would just be like, here is like a 50-page Wikipedia article about the fibula. And I'm like, that isn't really what should happen for an educational thing. Maybe the fibula could explode from the body and become bigger so that we can examine it in a bigger space. And then a couple of sentences could be shown about the fibula. That's what I recommended. But we went for the wiki approach. see what I mean? Like sometimes like a page of information isn't good. Like contextually sensitive information is sometimes better. Are you done? That was quick. Are you sure you're done? All right. There's no additional questions that I can see for the moment. And Dog appears to have finished playing with their toy already, which is a disappointment. I thought that would at least last 15 minutes. So now anyone joining is going to be like, why is there a children's toy on the webcam and nothing else? It's a dog toy, and the dog was playing with it. Ah, good, a question. Something to talk about. Rainwolf asks, are there plans to improve the GLNBE import so it'll actually import the Metallic Smoothness correctly? From the sounds of things, that sounds like something we would like to do, yes. There needs to be a GitHub issue for it, though, or we won't remember to do it. I hate, you know, being blunt there, but literally we'll just forget. So make sure that there is a GitHub issue for that, and then we can track that and make sure that we do it. I want to improve a bunch of stuff with the importing. I don't want to, like, even, like, sometimes when I, like, talk about stuff, people, like, go, like, that's wrong. It's like, yeah, I know, like, I haven't looked at it yet. I want to look at it when I have time to look at it. But there's something weird that happens with all imports and coordinate spaces and something like that I want to look into. And I might spend like 6 hours like digging through the code base and figuring out that the issue that I looked at wasn't actually an issue or it's really complicated. That's why, like, you know, sometimes I don't want to talk about it because it's like, hey, I don't know if there's a problem, but I want to look at it. It's a bit like, you know, when you randomly read a Wikipedia article about cheese at like 3 a.m. you don't want to be a cheese expert, but you want to do some research. So I want to do some research into importing, figure out if there's something I can fix that is particular pet peeve I have, but I don't know if it's fixable. But the GLB issue sounds like something that could be fixable if there was a GitHub issue. Zandari says, assume the team have amnesia as long as it isn't logged in an issue. It's like, I know it sounds like a cop-out. It's not. It's basically like my DMs, my Discord channels, my notepads, like both physical and digital, are just full of stuff that I want to do. And they're all incredibly important and they will affect like multiple users and have them, you know, have success and fun with Resonate. But I'm going to forget stuff unless it's not in a centralized location that allows the rest of the team to see it. And allows other people to be like, hey, you haven't looked at this one, and link it around. So it's important that it's on GitHub. Ozzy asks, is there any advice you have for encouraging people to file GitHub issues? Yes, make an account and then make a GitHub issue. And we do have a format and we do have guidelines, so do make sure you read those. But you don't have to have things like perfect language, perfect diction, perfect explanations. Just as long as you follow the format and you do your best possible job, we'll try and help you out and go the rest of the way for it being filed. So don't be scared by the fact that it looks really formal. It doesn't have to be really, really formal. Like, you can just type in there, right? Even if it's vomit, like, we're not going to be mad at you. We might close the issue because it doesn't make sense, but, like, we're not mad at you. We're just trying to keep stuff organized, right? As a reminder here, this isn't suitable for GitHub, but it is suitable for my personal notes. In my personal notes, I have an item on there that just says stuck piss laser. It says stuck piss laser dash socks. That's what it says. And I know exactly what that means. There isn't a GitHub issue for it, but I'll make one when I start working on that, whatever it was, because I've forgotten. But, like, you know, Rainwolf found the GitHub issue for their their question. Oh, hell yeah. Perfect. Yeah, absolutely awesome. That is a really good issue that has been reported, filled in the format, etc. Everything's there. Everything's good. Let me see if we can adjust dog now that dog is... I did this yesterday when I was showing some other Discord dog cam, and it just didn't work out, so we'll turn it off. I'll get a tripod together or something. We'll just buy dog cam for now. It just like kept falling over or whatever. Anyway, let's get back to questions. Shadow says, what do you think the biggest change or addition in the next few months will be? The IK and the new settings. Fruks is currently working on the new settings system, etc. That won't seem big, but it will provide big in terms of power, and then that big in terms of power will sort of have an onward impact onto the community. Spatial variables does seem like a big item as well, but that will occur after after both settings and IK, unless it sort of can fit in the middle, etc. IK is probably the biggest one, though. I know there's lots of complaints about the IK. I do want to encourage people to remember that there are settings for all of the IK. So I know that people say, like, hey, I don't like the walk cycle. You can change that. I don't know how to change it to make it look like how you want, but there are actually, like, 5 or 6 numbers you can randomly change and make your walk cycle look different. For example, stride length, stride width, all sorts of stuff like that can be configured in our current IK. And I encourage you to play with it. Every time I touch it, I end up sort of walking either goose step or like scissor step, like I call it, which is where, like, I don't know. My character just looks like they're doing like the action of scissors closing as they walk forward, because I've messed up width and depth, and I've got like the legs go like splits and then not splits for each step. But yeah, those two will be really big. Ministry of Silly Walks is a very good one. I'm glad, Shifty, that you are aware of the Ministry of Silly Walks. Monty Python is like a really good example of like UK comedy, and sometimes I've had success with that, and sometimes I haven't. Like, some Americans are just like, I don't understand your comedy, and I'm like, yep, it's weird. Another example being, you can also change the way that your legs float when you're in noclip. So, you know, they kind of sort of do bicycle legs, but really slowly they sort of float. You can make them not float, or you can make them float more, or you can make them float at different angles. They're all editable within the current IK. There's a video somewhere of me editing those values where I set one of the values to 5 and my legs turn upside down and I scream. That was quite funny. I don't know if the person that teases me about this one is watching, but I'm going to put another example of British comedy in the chat. I will giggle at this one every single time. And an American that I sent it to was like, I don't understand your comedy. And so now I just send it to him every, like, I will giggle at this every single time. All right, I've picked up the dog's toy whilst I wait for additional questions, and I'm seeing how they did. I'm grading their paper, if you like. They got 100% on the paper. Unfortunately, they've just tangled themselves in my headphone cable. There you go, I got you, dog. They were like, you know, their headphones were about to be, like, pulled across the room. Okay, here, I found a clip of the most important part of that particular video. Yes, hello, dog. What's up, dog? Dog and I went for an hour-long walk earlier, and we were 5 minutes late to a meeting, and it was totally worth it. Would go on our long walk again.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, dog. Hey, yo. Hi. Hey, yo. Yes, hey, yo.
Everyone has a dog voice. It's weird. Just everyone does. Ignore it. I can't speak in office hours voice to a dog. I have to speak in dog voice. All right, I don't see any other questions. We're just talking about my dog now. Thank you. Oh, that's a really interesting question. I can probably talk for like 3 minutes. Okay. So Shadow Panther says, speak in dog voice to office hours. Maybe I should answer Ozzy's question in dog voice. I'm not going to. It would be cringe as hell. So Ozzy asks, I know this is a very broad question. Has there been any way looking into why a startup takes a fair bit of time? I usually start up Resonite to answer questions or quickly record things, and dang, it doesn't feel long. Yeah. I get annoyed by that too. When we talk about performance in terms of, you know, people are like, hey, the Resonite team should focus on performance. I actually think there's two varieties of performance, right? There is just the long-standing performance of like, hey, I'm in the world, I've loaded in, I'm hanging out with my friends, I'm building something, and performance is bad. And I'm like, cool, that is one area of performance. But the second area of performance, which I would argue right now is more important, is like first user experience, startup and shutdown performance. And I agree, it's slow. I don't know why it's slow. I'm sure Freaks has some ideas and some items that he wants to address to make that faster. I don't know. I have some ideas. I'd have to research them. I'd have to look at them. I'd have to speak to Freaks. But I agree. You're tangled in my headphones and you're barking at me because you're tangled. I'm sorry. Yummy. Army. So yes, I do want to look into that. I'm sure Fruxus has some ideas. I just haven't spoken to them about it. No, you can't eat that. That's paint. Tiki has a question. I'd like to add better haptic feedback. Feedback. Let me put my English back into my face. I'd like to add better haptic feedback when hitting blocks in bonk sticks. I'm not able to get anything strong enough while using Flux on the Valve Index. What would be a good way to get strong vibration when hitting a block that quickly goes through? When you're using Protoflux, are you using the trigger haptics in hierarchy node?
I don't.
Yeah, okay, so using trigger haptics in hierarchy. Is it not strong enough or is it not long enough? Brand new sentences. Bit of both, yeah. So if it's the, like, I've forgotten the inputs to that one. I don't personally like haptics at all. I understand that people do, but I have them turned off. I don't like it. Okay, something that might help is I'm looking at the actual algorithm that is used to determine what's, you know, how it's going to vibrate. So I've pasted that code for you in the chat. So basically it does a lerp between the short interval and the long interval using the relative intensity. So I presume you've tried like 9001 for the intensity. You've been in the stupid number, yeah, I think so. Okay, yeah, the components might work there then, because they provide a more constant vibration. So you might have to like turn a haptic component on or off when they hit it, which sounds a little silly, but it might give you a bit more control. I presume the vibrate thing is basically like the long interval and short interval is designed to sort of protect the controller a little bit. Because I know that if you just basically like, if you do exactly what I think, you know, some users would do, which is trigger haptics in hierarchy, 9001, 9001, 9001. It's just like for 9 hours at maximum intensity, trigger the haptics. Like that would probably kill the controller at some point. But yeah, the haptics components might be better. You'd have to like put a collider on the doobly-doo. Zanari says MathX still exists. Yeah, it does. Should probably rename like elements.maths or something, but elements.math. If anything, now the sync kit would be fruxengine.math, not math.fruxengine. But elements.math is probably what it would go for. The idea is that anything in the elements namespace could be used in other Yellow Dog Man Studios products. And before you're like, ooh, other Yellow Dog Man Studios products? None exist, but in programming, it's often advisable to orchestrate all of your code like it's going to be used everywhere and nowhere at the same time. That's literally how you write code, right? If you want to follow like good practices, like, you know, these are programming words. So if you don't know programming them, you might get a little bit lost here. But like, you know, interfaces, architecture, like patterns, all sorts of stuff like that. They're all designed such that when you need to make changes for additional products, additional features, bugs, etc., it's designed to make it as easy as possible whilst also making it as painful as possible. I'd encourage you guys to look into Enterprise FizzBuzz, which I'll put a link to. Here's one of them. I don't know if this is the one that started it, but it's FizzBuzz, which is a common programming exercise for like people new to programming, written in an enterprise Java way. So it's got like all of the stuff that would make FizzBuzz so easy to change, except you have no idea how it works. Ozzy asks, here is something I've been curious about and kind of missing, even if it was a bit of work. Are there plans for monthly or weekly roundups of features and things to look forward to from the team? Yes, I was just speaking to the team about additional content, like just before this, actually. I want ideally just more of everything, right? More Twitter, more Blue Sky, more Mastodon, more TikTok, more YouTube, more Twitch. Like, but we need to be careful about what we do so that we don't end up being under the water behind that. But one of the biggest items there was like a sort of monthly roundup. If you remember previous monthly feature recaps that I was a part of, I want to do those again, etc. I went as far as basically saying, like, hey, we could also do non-Resonite content in Resonite. Like, I'd love to see something like a quiz show. That would be great, for example. Like, we could do, like, I don't know. It's coming up on Christmas. I know it's not, but, like, it's almost here, right? In the UK, we have television shows at the end of every year called the Big Fat Quiz of the Year, and it's hilarious. And a bunch of celebrities just answer random questions about what happened during the year. Like, could we do a quiz show like that on our official Twitch channel? Absolutely. I think it would be fun.
Yeah, that too.
It's weird because, like, we don't have a roadmap right now. We don't have one right now. But we do have, like, you know that Fruits is working on settings and then, okay. There you go, yeah. Shifty's given an answer, which is similar to mine. The same heart is there. So, yeah, in lieu of a roadmap, we have two things that we know that Fruits is going to be working on next. Zendaria says, I've been curious what plans, if any, about what else might be open source in the future. I'm going to say this very clearly because I know, like, it'll come up in some random thread in 2 weeks if I don't say it clearly. We want to open source as much as possible when it is suitable to be open sourced. That includes the entire engine. But getting there is like, it isn't just we push a button and it's open source. That would be just a mess. We've got to do it right. And so you can see that we starts with elements.core. Elements.core we don't have yet. Elements quantity, that's the one we published. Quantity we published, that's open source. You can add more stuff to it. Zlink has been adding other quantities to it, like pressure, I think, and also file sizes. Elements.core could also be open sourced. That actually contains MathX by the looks of things. But, you know, stuff like that can be open sourced, etc. Shadow asks, will updates have the naming scheme of what they do currently, or will they have more intuitive names in the future? We will always be using some form like that. So currently we use year, month, day, and then minute of the day. It works out a lot better than any other example, because it's difficult to sort of reason about it in any other versioning scheme. So some people suggested that we use a versioning scheme called semantic versioning. We are doing that for things like our dependencies, because that makes sense there. But for a game, it doesn't make sense to use semantic versioning for a game. For anyone that's unclear, semantic versioning has three numbers separated by decimal points. The first number is major version. That is incremented when there are breaking changes. The second number is a what's called like a feature or a major version. That's when new features are added. And the third number is for bug fixes. So Resonite 2.0 would mean all your content is broken, for example. So like that's why it doesn't make sense, right? It's very difficult to reason about with a video game. So we'd be able to use semantic versioning. As for named updates are basically DLC. That's how it works. Like the one that comes to mind is No Man's Sky. Like No Man's Sky was like a sort of mid-tier game when it first released. But ever since then, they have regularly come up with free DLC that is named. You know, it's usually like Horizons, Nebula, like stuff like that, real spacey sci-fi words for their updates. And those updates are fantastic. And that game is now awesome. But those updates have all had a theme in terms of like story missions or like a new planet or a new race or something like that, right? You know, new content. A bit like World of Warcraft, right? Burning Crusade had a Burning Crusade in it. I last played World of Warcraft in Burning Crusade era, if that shows my path through there. I think I gave up when Wrath of the Lich King came out. And then like the Panda one came out and I just wasn't interested in the Panda one. Mists of Pandaria, maybe? I don't know why I know their names, even though I didn't play them, but I do. So I think for the moment, at least, we will be going for that particular format. What I want to do, though, is get better at change logs. Fruits is also working on some workflow stuff there to make change logs more automated. And that way we can get consistency. A lot of people think automation has just saving time qualities, but automation also has consistency and standards things. By making automation, you document some standards and you make them automated at the same time. CI/CD is really good at that as well, right? For example, I had no idea how to build not AI generated, automatically generated. There's a difference. It would basically go through the Git commits in the Fruits engine, read those for context, figure out what GitHub issues were linked, what pull requests were linked, who was involved, both in terms of engineering and the people that reported it. Shadow reported a bug and it was bug number 45 and Prime fixed it in pull request number 46 and it was released in this version. That's automated, not AI generated. Would you want like weird Rick and Morty pictures? That's what you'd get if you asked for an AI generated changelog. But what I mean by that is like there's also standards there. Like you'll have a standard in the way that things are rendered, right? So it'll be like, it's easier to be listed. We could also update it so that there's a JSON output of that changelog. Right? Maybe there's a text one which you can read and a JSON one which you can consume through tools. But some of the dependencies that I'm working on CI for, I had no idea how to build them until I figured them out, right? I don't remember which one had native stuff, but if you look at the CI for one of those native dependencies, it's crazy. CI also helps with other platforms such as Linux and Quest. For example, one of the dependencies I worked on now has a compiled Android DLL. That doesn't mean that Quest support's coming anytime soon, but it means that like there is an automated machine that when I push a button, it can produce an Android build of one of our dependencies. If all of our dependencies, we could push a button and automatically get an Android-compatible DLL, that would make Android support, which is Quest, by the way, a lot easier. I don't see any additional questions. I'm just rambling at this point. If anyone has any additional questions, do let me know. But we will be heading off here in a couple minutes. I hope you've had fun. If you've got any additional questions, do let me know. Oh, careful, dog. Dog just fell asleep on my lap. And, you know, when you fall asleep and you get the, like, falling out of tree thing, that just happened to dog. Epic Easton asks, will the changelogs be uploaded to social media platforms? Social media platforms are difficult because they usually have a limit on the post length. But I would love it if maybe on the Resonite website, or at least we link to the Steam changelog, we automatically post a tweet or a post, whatever you want to call it, on as many social platforms as all. I'm just saying tweet is a sort of catch-all for all of those social platforms. I don't want to go into it a lot, but like, the downfall of Twitter has just caused a mess, right? It's no longer the place to go. There's now like 50 places you need to post stuff, and it gets exhausting. But again, if we automate that, adding an additional place to post it would be quite easy. So, Epic Easton, if you come up with a new social media platform called Greenland, we could absolutely add that to our automated tooling that would post a link there. Kozla says, are the plans to have more regular release days each week rather than more sporadic releases as they are now? We do want to get to that at some point. We want several different sort of branches or streamlines or whatever of Resonite so that you guys have options to pick a branch. That might be useful for example, QC. Shifty's here in chat and has great opinions about this particular topic. For QC, it would be ideal if we had a QC branch, which sort of was more bleeding or bleeding edge of what we were changing. If we had a stable branch, which was, you know, maybe every week or whatever, and then if we had like a really, really stable branch that was used for sort of governments or businesses that only updated every month or every 6 months, etc. It'd be great to have that sort of stuff. It would also make feature testing... Okay, dog, you're going on the floor. Don't sit down there. But yeah, it would make it so that we can have different branches for different reasons that would increase the overall stability there. Epic Easton asked about a branch called Previous Build. Absolutely, that would be something that we would add. If you remember, I can't say that word. If you remember a thing that we were talking about in the other location, yeah, that was one of the things that we were going to have over there. What I don't want to do, though, is get to the point where we can't release updates that are important. Like, it's okay, like, say we had a stable branch that was once a week. Like, I want there to always be a bleeding edge one that is the same as we have today. So if you want to ride the Fruits Crazy Train, you can ride the Freaks Crazy Train. But if you need stability because you're working at an event or for business, then you'll have that stability as an option. I never want to remove the Freaks Crazy Train from your guys' purview, because it's one of the most exciting things. I see people get so excited, and a new changelog gets built, and they read it, and they're very excited about it. But I do understand the need for stability, so I want both to be an option. And with automation, with things like CI, CD, and stuff like that, we can even get to the point where stability is just improved. I drafted in my head last night a way to do some rudimentary automated testing. I don't know if the tooling I have in mind is suitable. I don't know if I'll ever have time to look at it for the moment. But I would be able to set something up that would basically like download the latest build, open it, and try and log in and figure out if that was successful. And I think that might be a really cool thing to have, but it would take a little while to set up. But I have the ability to do it. I have that knowledge. It's in my brain. What's up, dog? Dog's just staring at me. Yeah, it's dinner time in like an hour and a half. Tiki says, what about versioning Freaks Engine so it loads the right version when loading the world? We want to do that as well. Like, plugins and stuff, they're in like a really weird space right now where, you know, you can't play with other people if you use plugins. But we've had sort of vague talks, again, sort of clouds floating around on you know, on a summer's day. We want there to be ways where, a bit like modded like servers in various games, where the mods download and enable themselves, or the plugins download and enable themselves, depending on where you go to particular sessions, etc. Like, we already have the concept of session incompatibility. We could advance that to, like, here are the things you need to load this session. Here are the steps that are required to make it so that you can load that session. You need to download Ladders 3 or whatever. Shadow asks, you mentioned government industry use. What's the priority level for a custom launcher and website downloads? We do have that on our list, and it is becoming increasingly a good priority. Right now, we're getting away of just delivering them builds, because, like I said, they want stability, so we just sometimes deliver them builds that aren't on Steam. They're just like, while Resonite is published on Steam, you don't need Steam to run it, and so we can just like make a zip archive of the latest build from our machines and email it to them sometimes. We do that. But yeah, governments usually go like eyebrow raise when we're like, yeah, so to use our enterprise product, you could go ahead and download Steam. People are like, what? Which reminds you, me, sorry for that bug like a few weeks back where if you didn't have Discord installed, Resonite crashed. That one was like stupid. I apologize that on my testing plan for that particular feature wasn't uninstall Discord. Looking back, that is a reasonable assumption to make, but that is also something where automated testing would come in there at some point. You know, it's like, my test plan just doesn't include uninstall random applications and see if it crashes, but fair enough. I also don't think that the Discord SDK should throw an exception when Discord isn't found, but that's a topic for the Discord developers to talk about, not me. I believe we're down to the end of questions there. I don't see much typing, so I think we'll end off here. I hope you enjoyed Dog Cam for the like 8 minutes it took him to destroy this toy. There are more advanced toys, so maybe I'll upgrade him to one of those. He's getting smart. If you have any additional questions, feel free to direct message me, ping me wherever you want, open GitHub issues, and I hope you have a fantastic day.